there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad to come your way. You know, this Bible Club team gets together every week, and Mr. Howard Woods directs the choir, and they're all here together, the choir and all, together to sing today, and they begin the program with I Haven't Words to Tell of the Love of Jesus. Thank you, choir, for that beautiful song. Such a wonderful message in it. It's wonderful to dwell under His wings. Scripture says, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I hope that every boy and girl listening to the broadcast today will first of all know the Lord Jesus as his personal Savior, and then will abide in Christ and be a witness and a testimony for Jesus. Hey, it's wonderful to hear from Bible Clubbers. Here's a good letter we got this week in answer to the last week's Bible question. Dear Aunt Carolyn, Philemon's servant's name was Onesimus. We always try to listen to your program. We really enjoy it. And it's signed by a Bible Clubber friend in Pennsylvania. Then, here's one from South Carolina. Dear Aunt Carolyn, I heard you on Christian radio station in Greenville. Love to hear you. You're doing a good work, and I'm praying for you. And then she tells the answer to the Bible question and signs it, your Christian friend, a Bible Clubber in South Carolina. Isn't that good to hear from Christian friends who love the Lord and who appreciate the Children's Bible Club? I hope you'll remember to pray every day for this faith ministry of reaching boys and girls for the Lord Jesus Christ. And if the Lord lays it on your heart, maybe you'd share with some of His blessings and help in the financial load of the broadcast. But write this week. Write Aunt Carolyn.
6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. Or write by email to AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. You can hear the Children's Bible Club broadcast throughout the week on the Internet. Open our website, www.childrensbibleclub.com. Click on CBC Radio Program Listing. Then click on the title of the story you would like to hear.
Let me hear from you.
Oh, my soul praise Him.
When Jesus began his public ministry, the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness where he could be alone in fellowship with the Heavenly Father before he began the public path to the cross. You see, Jesus was not like anybody else that's ever been born into this world. Boys and girls, the Lord Jesus Christ always existed. Can you imagine that? You were born into this world and had a birthday, and you celebrated every year. And Jesus was born, yes, physically into this world, born of the Holy Spirit, born of a virgin. He didn't have an earthly father like you have. God in heaven was his father. And so, the birthday we celebrate at Christmas time is just his earthly birthday. But Jesus existed forever and ever in eternity before he ever was born into this world. And so, before he began his earthly ministry, he went out into the wilderness and was led there by the Holy Spirit and stayed there 40 days. And all that time he had nothing to eat. His only sustenance was God in heaven himself. So you can imagine how hungry he was physically after that length of time. Do you realize that 40 days is a whole month plus a week and a little bit more? Say, you'd be fainted and falling out by the time you hadn't eaten for a day, let alone for over 5 weeks. Oh my, you can imagine how hungry physically the Lord Jesus Christ must have been. And you know, when we're down physically, that's when the old devil comes around. And Satan didn't miss his opportunity. No siree. Even though Jesus had been close to the Heavenly Father and had been sent there to fellowship with him, the devil still jumped on and took advantage of the opportunity of physical weakness. And here he came out there in the wilderness. And when Jesus was already so hungry, old Satan came and he said, Well, if you're the Son of God, you see what he said? If you are, planting doubts, trying to destroy the Lord Jesus' faith in himself and in his Heavenly Father. If you're the Son of God, command this stone that it be made into bread. And I imagine as hungry as Jesus was, he could look at those stones and imagine that they were about the size of bread and that they did look about like bread, and how easy it would for him, the Son of God, who had all power and all glory, how easy it would be for him to turn that stone into bread and eat it and satisfy his physical hunger. Oh, but if he were to do that, how that would satisfy and give place to the devil. What would you have done if you'd had that kind of an opportunity? I hope you'd have done what Jesus did. Jesus took the word of God and just threw it at the devil. He said, "It is written." He's quoting God's word, you see, "that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." God's word is more important any day than physical food. And so he resisted the devil, and you thought the old devil would have left him alone. But no, you don't get rid of him that easy. So the next thing you know, the devil took the Lord Jesus Christ up on a high mountain. And then he said, "You see, as far as you can see, all the kingdoms of the world." And somehow the devil in his power let that whole panorama flash through before the Lord at that moment. And he says, "Now, ha ha. See all this? I'll give it to you if you'll just bow down and worship me." Jesus didn't even give him a second thought. He said, "Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." That's what's written in God's word. And once again, the devil was thwarted in his plan. Oh, if he would only go on. But Satan doesn't love to leave Christians alone, and he didn't want to leave the Lord Jesus Christ alone either. So he tried another time, and he took him up on top the very pinnacle of the temple. And he said, "If you're the Son of God, just jump down from here. Cast yourself off. Oh, it won't hurt you, 'cause I know that it's written that it says, 'He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone at any time. And he tempted the Lord Jesus Christ to show him what he could do. Oh, you know that's such a temptation, because Jesus was God. He could have jumped off of there and it not hurt him if he'd wanted to. He could have called legions of angels, and he could have showed the devil and the whole world what he could do. But you see, he would have fallen into the trap that the devil had set. And oh, he called upon the word of God and said, "It is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." And finally the old devil had enough, and he left him for a season. But notice the Bible says, for a season. Oh, boys and girls, the devil doesn't want to leave the Lord Jesus alone, because see, Jesus on the cross conquered that old mean devil. And let me tell you something, Bible clubbers. Whenever you come to the Lord Jesus Christ and receive him as your personal Savior, the devil won't quit. You see, he'll first try to keep you from coming to the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. And then the next thing, if you do that, he'll try to keep you from living victoriously for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen, don't mess with the devil. Don't play with him. Don't have conversation with him. Jesus didn't even give him an answer except to feed him the Word of God. And that's what you must do too. The Bible says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. The devil had tried to stop the Lord Jesus Christ more than once from going to the cross. He'd thrown all kinds of temptations in his path. But the Lord Jesus determined in his heart and set his face like a flint to go to Jerusalem to pay the price for your sin. Now listen, don't you let the devil or anybody else veer you from the path of God's will for your life. You see, the devil will use pride. He'll use people who mean well but don't understand. The devil will throw everything in your path to keep you from serving the Lord. But you resist the devil. And use God's word to resist him, and he'll flee from you. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, ChildrensBibleClub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.